and you're going to tell me all about Paraworld.
Yes, Paraworld Zero is the name of the book. A lot of reviewers have been talking about it and have been comparing it to Harry Potter meets Star Wars. If you can kind of picture those two together, that's kind of what you get with Paraworld Zero.
So, lightsabers at Hogwarts, I don't know.
Well, what you have is you have a boy who's about 12 years old. He has a lower self-esteem, lives in New York. He is getting bullied by a bunch of other kids his age. And a girl from another world actually appears and takes him out of that horrible situation and accidentally sends him to another world where he discovers that he has magical abilities.
And then it's what he does with this ability, right?
Yeah, once he's on this other world, it really opens up a lot of possibilities for him. You know, he's very short and he has this low self-esteem. But on this other world, all of a sudden he has these powers that nobody else has. And he's given a lot of responsibilities, a lot of trials. And he grows throughout the book into a leader.
How is reading this going to help, you know, your average teen or tween?
One of the themes is it does deal with some issues that a lot of teens and young adults deal with today. And that is friendship, loneliness. Treating everybody as equals, the world that Simon goes to, they have a lot of issues with segregation and slavery, not treating people as nice as they should. And Simon, even his best friends have issues with that, and he overcomes a lot of his trials and some of his preconceived ideas of how people should be treated. So I think there are some definite moral issues that are spoken about in the book that Simon deals with and overcomes.
What is the, and you touched on it a little bit there, but what is the takeaway for the reader from this book?
There's two different themes. One is just, you know, entertainment value. A lot of people have mentioned that this is just really original. They really like the idea. I had one adult read it, and he told me that he stayed home from work because he couldn't put it down. So definitely the entertainment value. The other is more of the intellectual and the emotional value of seeing a character who has some issues and overcoming those issues. You know, seeing the mystery and trying to solve the mystery of what's happening. So I think there's various themes that the reader can take from this.
And where do we find the book now?
One of the best ways right now, because it's so new, I would go to my website, which is pworlds.net. P is in parallel worlds. And I have some links to Barnes & Noble, to Amazon. You can get it from your local bookstore, but because it's so new, I would suggest calling them up and seeing if they have it, and they can special order it for you. But
okay.
pworlds.net, pworlds with an S at the end, is probably the best place right now.
Okay, man, I think we got it.
All right.
All right. I've stopped recording, and you're off the hook.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks a bunch. Good luck with the book.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.